Podcast Ranger.
And now, to ring in the new year in truly the most Cast Ranger style possible, I wanted to do that with the Rabbit Tank sparkling bottle, but we're not getting those till next week. So this will have to do.
Alright.
Welcome to 2018 Cast Ranger, bitches!
Well, extra Cast Ranger. Well, I mean the second episode of Extra Extra that's out on...
That's because our editor was slow and hungover!
Wow, that's not nice.
Well, technically this is the second product we've released.
This is the first recording!
It's technically the second recording that we've done as Cast Ranger in 2018, because we also did Ultra Ranger, episode 26.
Welcome to 2018!
What's everyone's goals?
Says the man wearing the Kylo Ren mask.
Well, yeah, I aspire to be like my hero, Kylo Ren. So.
But he aspires to be like Darth Vader, so you should...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Aspire to
that's
be
yeah,
like
but Darth Vader became good at the end, so who even knows what's going on anymore?
Did you see that?
But he doesn't wear the helmet anymore either. So.
Someone made that thing.
Oh, well, fine then!
hang on.
Or someone made that thing where it was like, what if you wanted to be like his grandma instead?
Oh, yeah. And he has like.
The buns?
No, he doesn't have the bun. That's his mother. No, he has like the feathers and like the.
Oh,
the
Amidala?
Face.
Yeah, I saw that!
Yeah, Kylo Amidala. That was hilarious.
Also, I'm here.
Yay!
That's a
girl.
That's a shock. Me on extra extra.
It, also, Emily's here.
Yay!
Well, Emily's always here.
Not
always.
No one.
And I am here.
Shit!
Shut up.
I am Night Lane. Fear me.
Shut up, Kylo Lane.
Shut up, generic Hasbro auto change voice.
I'm sorry about that. That was my darker persona, Night Lane, coming out there.
No, yeah, that's the thing.
Kylo Lane Red.
I was thinking that one, but I thought Kylo Lane sounded better.
More like Kylo Lane.
I mean, that'll probably be me, like, next month on Twitter.
And joining us via Discord is our good friend, Blaze.
All right, ooh. I forgot my headphones. Blaze, if I interrupted you, I'm sorry.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Who?
He's
Spellcaster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have I ever been on an episode with Blaze before?
You would know, Mr. fucking Encyclopedia Brain.
I think I've never been on an episode with Blaze.
He's like one of our biggest
fans. No, you have been. The first episode.
All right, guys. Make sure you note it in the Cast Ranger Wiki that episode 115 of Extra Extra Cast Ranger was the first interaction of Yellowcaster and Spellcaster.
Now kiss and make up!
Locked in!
That is not true.
Did you catch you lock that in?
There was no fucking way into the mountain.
I have a feel. What was this? Scott Pilgrim Volume 6? This is the first time where Scott's sister Julia has ever met young Neil. They literally devoted a panel to that. It's like, young Neil has never met Scott's sister. But everyone else has.
Alright. Well, it's a really good thing that we did that catch-up episode last week, because there was a lot of news last week, and not so much this week.
You're welcome.
Was there spoilers last week?
Yes.
Is there spoilers this week?
Not really.
Okay, so I can stay.
Hooray!
Alright. Shu, you spelled it wrong. There's an M instead of an N in
Lame. He wrote Kylo Lame.
Oh, okay.
That's mean.
That's Shu Hibikase in our Discord. And then you people listening to this episode after the fact, you can be joining us live if you join our Discord server.
We were listening to 1990s 2000 cartoons theme songs.
Yeah, we were broadcasting cartoon shows over Discord.
We can't get sued because we weren't recording. Take that, YouTube.
That's the best kind of can't be sued.
You can take down channels that involve children Japanese shows, but apparently somebody poking a dead body is A-okay.
Let's
not
get into
that.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
That's a thing. People suck. Anyways, news!
What's the first news?
Kamen Rider Build's first Blu-ray collection has been announced, and it will include a bonus drama, just like every other series before it.
Oh, I don't care.
But what is it?
It's a bonus drama.
But what does it say?
Details such as what the drama is about are yet to be revealed.
Okay.
But aside from that, the Blu-ray will collect episodes 1 to 12, Junctions, Production Announcement Digest, and the Preliminary Announcement PR Collections.
What, no press conference?
Hmm?
No press conference?
Buh.
Buh.
First,
First print copies of the collection will include liner notes and a storage box for the whole collection.
Oh, I think I know what the... You know what the drama series should be? Soichi on his way to Mars.
That might be cool.
Yeah, maybe.
Or, so like, maybe there was something more on Mars. Like, maybe. Martians.
I was going to say,
like Martians.
I was going to say that, too, but, like, that, then I stopped myself.
Or Costco.
Or Invest, since where he was on Mars was totally not the Overlord Forest.
Or worse.
No, totally not.
Or crabs.
You know,
or
the
Ganma.
The plants they use in every...
Or yeah. Megatron.
Okay.
Or eggs.
Eggs.
Death by eggs.
The set costs 19,800 yen and will be releasing March 28th. Pre-order now.
How about now?
Oh my god!
You can start building your collection. Ah!
Why did I sign on for it?
Emily just gave me a genuine thumbs up.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It was genuine.
No, and I question on why I renewed my contract.
What?
You're bound
because
to
you live there.
You're bound to us for at least three more seasons, Gar.
How long is a season in Cast Ranger?
Who the fuck knows?
I want to say January to December. That's a season.
I like to imagine it just... comes in with the tide of the Rider series.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, it would be more accurate to say the Sentai series, because we started when Tokuger was on episode 3.
Yeah, so each Sentai...
is a season of Cast Ranger.
It's a season of Cast Ranger. So we've covered at least... So we've done, let's see, Tokuger, Ninja, Juoger. We're on season 4 right now.
Yeah. You know, where it starts to get shit.
Yeah, but see, no, season 4 is like the best season. Season 5, everyone doesn't like, and then season 6 renews us, and then we realize, shit, we're gonna be on forever.
I was gonna say, season 4 is where, like, all the well-loved characters move on, because they've gotten better gigs by now.
Oh yeah, and other news, Linkara...
Raven! Tell!
Oh no, yeah.
Ball!
Yeah, I ended up on the show, and I'd already started jumping the shark, because they added a random girl who sucks.
In other news, Linkara celebrating his 10-year anniversary.
In other news, Linkara is pronouncing Forze correctly, from what I hear.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he even mentions that apparently, according to some people, he's still pronouncing it wrong. Because apparently some people still pronounce it as Forze.
My favorite line about that when he said that, next time, like, if someone wants me to do color black, I'm going to find out it's called Blake.
Yeah.
Just Lane post a picture of himself as Kylo Ren in the fucking Discord chat. Anthony, put that in!
I did that just literally just now.
I know.
I like my pictures more that Ichi put on.
What, with your stupid tubes?
Oh yeah, let's pull those up.
Stupid
tubes. Anthony put these in too.
Your pictures are pretty good.
Okay, so I found these two rolls at work.
There's number one.
Yeah, there's number one. Extendo arms.
They look like arm cannons. And number two.
And then there's my street gang version.
Wonder Woman.
I wonder why he hasn't been shot.
Because I'm part of Team Skull.
Wow.
Yo, give me your Pokemon.
I like Team Skull.
What did you just say?
I said it's your boy Gar.
Oh.
It's your boy Garma!
I should have said your boy Garzma, yeah.
It's Garzma!
Oh, damn, I don't have that on. Turn that backwards.
Yo, it's my... Just puts headphones on opposite ears. Oh shit, now he's ready to catch Pokemon.
Yo, it's your boy Ganma. Did you say Ganma or Garma?
Ganma.
Yes.
Anyways, next. Masaki Suda, the star as the person who played Philip in Kamen Rider Double, is apparently once again representing Double in the form of an ad for fucking Fanta.
Oh, I see. Too old to come back as Philip. But, oh, a Fanta commercial? That's A-okay.
I love that he's dressed up like Luna and Heat, which are two of his guy memories.
I was, at first, I'm like, you can't do that,
and
but I'm like, they're both Philip's side,
and
so.
And he has a third leg.
That's a
sweater.
That's a sweater, yeah.
Or is
so he's promoting the new Fanta Double Plus Golden Apple and Power flavor.
Favorite fruits, apple.
He did this
and
without
power.
Shotaro, what a bastard.
So he's promoting Double and Gaim.
That explains the image that I saw.
The new flavor combines vitamin Masaki and powerful Masaki in one great package, so you can drink Philip! Gross!
Giggity.
Oh god, that's actually his name! What is it? Where did they get the...
Right?
Masaki Suda?
No, where did they get vitamin Usagi from?
I don't know.
Usagi Yojimbo?
Anyway, that's Rabbit. A thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's slightly weirder than the actor for Denno doing gum commercials.
What's the commercial like?
Can we quickly watch the commercial?
Sure.
I just watched it. It's kind of weird.
Alright, we're gonna watch it.
Okay. I mean, it's Japan. What do you expect?
So we just watched the commercial. Anthony cut that part out. Not only is Phillip's actor in it, but doing the voiceover on the commercial is fucking Mark Okita, the voice of the Deca Driver.
Good luck mode.
Final form, Naido. Cyclone.
Good luck.
Vitamin Masaki to Powerful Masaki.
Ongeki Reka. Oh no, I dropped a ball.
Ongeki Reka.
Or capsule.
That was nuts. Anyways, that's
double
the thing.
Smash.
All right, let's
good to know his career's gone in a positive direction.
Yep. You could say it's going in a fantastic
I get direction. It, because it's called Double Plus.
Next!
Double Plus good, this soup tastes Double Plus.
So, if you had told me this was a cosplayer, I'd have to believe you unless I looked real fucking close, because we are looking at a figure arts of Rabbit Tank Sparkling Form, and it looks fucking fantastic!
Yeah, you posted that. That's a really good miniature set.
It's really fucking awesome.
It could be a bit brighter.
It might just be the photo.
It could be the photo. Hopefully it's like...
I think it is
the
photo.
It's more of a... It's more of like the glossy red of a rabbit. Rabbit tank.
Yeah.
Oh, this figure looks so good!
Damn it, now I have the Monsters by Mistake theme song stuck in my head. I'm sorry. I'm just looking at this figure, and all I'm hearing is now that every time I sneeze, Monster Five.
No, just the Toku version, Kaijin by Mistake.
I would watch that.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you though, you just send the ghost.
Oh my god! So I need the Kit Bash cover ghost footage with that thief song.
Oh, kill me.
I kind of actually want to do that now. Like, I want to actually, like, when I get back, go on my computer and make a Ghost by Mistake thing with this Kamen Rider.
Rider by Mistake.
Yeah.
I'm a Rider by Mistake.
I feel like most people would agree that Ghost is a Rider that is also a mistake.
I'm making that the title.
He's trash.
Oh my god, it's actually going to be called that?
Rider by Mistake. Oh my god.
And so the like picture is gonna have to be that.
Yeah.
Like, oh god, I'm sorry.
It's gotta be the Monsters by Mistake title card, but replace the title with an extra.
So yeah. No details on price or whether it's gonna be web exclusive or mass release, but it's a thing.
Boom.
It is very, very pretty.
I like it, I'll probably get it.
Oh boy, it's your man Guzma.
It's your boy Guzma. Get the line right.
It's your boy! Shaboy!
Shaboy!
I only do it because Aaron does
Shapoopy.
It.
Shapoopy. Shapoopy.
Next! Shapoopy. We got a scan of a new build form, Beetle Camera form, from the Gamba Rising arcade game.
Spoilers.
Not spoilers, it's a form that's never going to be in the show.
Rigar wanted to play the Gamba Rising game and find out for himself.
How would he have done that?
Spoilers, guys, I bought a Gamba Rising arcade machine.
Oh, that's what that is!
Yes, look.
I remember Ichi and I used to play the DS game, and he like made like this amazing like catalog of just every single card.
And I also played the iOS game before they took it down off the store.
Oh.
Sad.
Not really a whole lot of tokens.
So Beetle Camera looks awesome. The arm is like the long ass zoom lens, and there's even like a camera on a selfie stick on the shoulder.
Oh, I thought that was an elephant.
No, it's Beetle Camera. And then he's got a giant gold beetle thing on his hand that is, like, punching or shooting. I don't know.
It kind of looks like he has a bow tie.
It is weird. Big, bad beetle bow
tie. Beetle camera.
Assumedly,
beetle bow tie.
Assumedly, Beetle will also be a Kabuto best match or something else. And camera, we know, matches up with card to do decade. But yeah, that looks cool.
What does decade have to do with camera?
His belt is literally a camera.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's a photographer.
He's a photographer on a journey.
I'm saying this, I've never actually seen Decade. I've just heard things about it.
You've never seen Decade?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't watch it.
Because I want to watch all the other things it relates to first.
Do that because it spoils a lot of shit.
Yeah, but by the time you get to the other shows, you forget about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't assume everyone has the same level of memory as me, Gar. Or what are we talking about? Next! We got another set of Build Detail of Heroes magazine scans, showing us some really good looks at Grease, Cross Charge, and Rabbit Tank Sparkling.
Is Sparkling doing the Ultra Spacium Ray?
It kind of looks like it.
It kind of...
No, he's holding, he's holding the Kaizo Kuhasha.
Yeah,
it looked like he was
doing his arm, yeah.
Spacium Tolson.
He's doing the Macarena.
Spacium Tolson.
So we got some scans of Grease, and in that scan we can see what his head looks like before he gets the robot
just
oil.
Like cross charges.
It's the same.
Grease Lightning.
Like, literally, their base suits are the same, exact same, just one's gold and one's silver.
Silver
well, their shoulders are different.
Gold.
No, well, because that's when the form's completed, but
yeah.
Before they transform, it's literally the same suit.
Gotta go fast.
And then we got this shot of cross charge.
He looks so good.
I don't like it, but I've talked about it already. And then we got these nice scans of Rabbit Tank Sparkling.
Sparking!
Is some of original Cross. And here's where something weird I noticed. Cross Charge is taller than Grease.
Maybe Poncho's taller than Natoya.
I don't know.
Well, if he's not, we're going to have to point that out.
Yeah. We'll have to see what happens when they both debut next fucking episode. Anyways, that's that. Moving on. Speaking of Cross Charge, we got images of the upcoming gimmick line figure for Cross Charge. It really doesn't do much, except for it has the gimmick where it has the bear helmet and then the actual face like springs up onto it.
Here's one thing: did they ever release a Night Rogan Bloodsark of these?
Nope. They're doing figure arts though, of both.
I'm calling it now. It is going to be premium Bandai.
Oh, of course.
What?
It's gonna be premium Bandai with.
Bloodstark Night Rogue set.
Bloodstark Night Rogue, but also with Key Dragon and the Dragon side for Claws.
They're also doing Soto stage figures, which are honestly way more like customizable than these series.
Yeah. That's my only complaint with the Soto line. They're really tiny.
I don't mind. I made Ride Player Zeal out of those, and I love it, even though it's small. And shout out to our buddy Means Arts on Twitter. Did an amazing art piece of Ride Player Zeal.
Phase Core said, this December 2018, Perko watches Decade. So I guess I'll have to watch everything else.
Oh, yeah, and make December next year of Decade?
Yeah.
Maybe. Remind us in November.
I thought the bit was going to be that you guys tie me up in the other room to make sure that we don't do December.
That can still be the bit.
Okay.
Let's see who remembers and then...
I'll remember.
BCR09 Comrader Cross Charge. This one does not have the same gimmick as Build, so obviously it's impossible to mix and match, making this figure kind of moot, but whatever,
breakfast
if you like it, buy
good.
It.
Anything's possible with a hacksaw.
Anything's possible for a possible.
Get out. This item
if it's popsicle, it's possible.
Kim Popsicle?
So what's the flavor?
No. So what's the stick?
Call me lick right. me if you want to eat me.
I was thinking how to do that, like unwrap
dude,
me.
No.
Eat
yeah,
me,
unwrap
eat
me,
me,
lick me if you want to eat me.
There you go. Oh god, that's the porn version. Kim Popsicle.
Kim Popsicle.
No, it's it'll be Kim Popsicle.
Too easy.
Kim Popsicle.
What's
the stick?
So what's the stick?
Again, what was Ross?
Yeah.
We're wasting way too much time on this.
Oh, sorry.
This item. So the cross charge figure costs 37.80 yen base price, January 20th release.
Oh my goodness, it's only 9.45.
It's time for you to charge your credit cards.
How about now?
Oh.
I don't want to. I'm trying not to buy shit.
Lane, buy it.
No.
Lane, buy it.
No.
I'm trying not to buy shit too. I want those driver.
But aren't you jelly?
Oh,
yeah.
I want that complete selection, Osharp, but it's way too.
Does he splash jelly?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What's a jelly?
That's the power source that the splash drivers are using. Splash jelly. So that's a joke.
Remember in the episode, like, they found more of, like.
Congratulations! Excellent!
I'll talk about it later.
Well, now we know for sure it's spelled splash.
Yep.
Splash.
What's next?
So I wanted to talk more about the Power Ranger trigger machines, because I was looking over the images on these, and I found out what their gimmicks are. So, the green one, when you pull the trigger on it, the gun barrel flips out of it, and that becomes the gun barrel for the Megazord, and this big fucking stick on the pink one, it flips open into the wheel and becomes the baton of the Megazord.
Okay.
So. Oh yes, Gar, do you have any updates of what you think of Lupin, Ranger, and Power Ranger since...
No comment till episode one.
Wow, okay.
Well, fine.
We have enough information that I think you could actually at least say one thing. Okay.
So each of the three trigger machines and the dial fighters will be available individually in case you buy one set but want the others. The individual ones cost 1620 yen each and are releasing February 28th.
So 10 days after the show comes out.
You know what I would love? I'd love if just like the baton that sticks out of the pink sword, like it's on like a hinge, so you could like spin it, and you could just go, woo! It's like one of those like party favors.
Oh yeah. Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, grab it by the baton and spin the zord.
Spin it.
What do you think, Aircaster?
Hmm?
What do you think, Aircaster?
He thinks it sucks.
He thinks it blows.
God, how many times have you used that?
Not enough.
How have we not done the guys on the new Q Ranger? Isn't that or what?
Speaking of things that suck and blow, Power Rangers Hyperforce.
Yeah.
So, while it's going on, there was a news story that apparently, instead of the current Black Ranger, they were supposed to have the girl who played Megaforce Yellow.
Ciara Hanna.
Yeah.
In which...
But apparently she was too busy filming in Kentucky. So they gave it to
Lucina Bee. Wait, people still want her to act?
Right? Yeah. There's acting in Kentucky?
Wait.
Don't say that.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't like her. I don't like her acting. She has resting bitch face.
She was written that
I thought
way.
She was fine.
She has resting bitch face.
And that's what they were looking
remember,
for.
All the Megaforce actors were literally written to act that bad. Wasn't their fault.
Yeah.
It wasn't their fault. They were going by what the director told them.
As for Hyperforce, I wish it was a comic. Because it feels like it would go by a lot faster, comic-wise.
Well, it's like...
And it would be a modicum less cringy,
okay.
Probably.
I don't personally care for Hyperforce, but I respect what it's trying to be.
It's trying to fix the continuity.
It's a Power Rangers that's a tabletop RPG. That's cool.
That goes through each era and tries to fix continuity.
Although, I will say, I didn't include on the list of news, but also in the news was an interview with the creator of an actual... Sentai-style roleplay system called Henshin.
Yeah.
I very much want us to look into that and maybe, like, do a round of it.
Yeah, we'll do that when I'm now Ultra Caster, or Ultra Yellow Caster.
Anyway.
Tune into the Rider D&D tomorrow on Overkill's Twitch stream.
And last on our news story, the actress Chise Nakamura, who played Boken Yellow, is now married.
Yeah.
She was cute, Bokenger. I liked her.
Congratulations.
Bokenger was an okay Sentai.
It was Bokenger.
I liked Chifu. Chifu was cool.
It was Bokenger.
It was Bokai.
Yep.
Bokenger.
Boku.
I don't know where. Operation Overdrive's. Like. Operation Overdrive's had. Like. It also had the villains. Like the villain factors.
Oh, they met each other by a poker game app.
What?
She married a man who is not part of the industry and is older than her by 3 years. She met him via a poker game app, and then they met in person. I guess that means she lost.
She was getting her winnings.
She lost or he lost?
Either or.
She probably came to his place with a baseball bat demanding her money. Like, hey, you're pretty
kind
of
cute.
It's better than
games.
What I thought at first.
Maybe they upped the stakes.
When I was reading it at first, I thought it said she met her husband via a poker game app and then they met in prison.
They lost all their money.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
They went to poker prison.
Illegal gambling.
But no, I was saying, like,
Halloween court exists, surely poker prison exists.
Maybe they upped the ante and was like, if I win this hand, you have to date me.
Oh, if I win this hand, you marry me.
If you win
you give
hand,
me your hand.
Yeah.
In marriage.
In
who knows?
Marriage.
So she describes that they share an interest in cars. He is a kind and gentle person and is more concerned about her than himself. Aw.
But does he know that she was in Sentai?
You mean, does he know that she was
I
inside
erased that?
I mean, does it matter?
I don't know. Anyways, congratulations to Chise Nakamura and her poker husband.
I don't know, imagine trying to pick up chicks at a bar after being on Power Rangers. Be like, hey.
Want to see me in spandex?
Someone posted this in Power.
Or, hey. You know what time it is?
It's morphine time.
It's morphine time. Where are you going?
Hey, I used to entertain children for a living. What did you do?
Hey, I used to fight spandex people. What did you do for a living?
I fight people in rubber costumes.
Hey, I used to ride
a car. If that was an actual pickup line, no, I'm just imagining someone who did up like a monster, like was an in-suit monster, or like, hey, what did like you? I was in Power Rangers. Oh, cool. Which one were you? Episode 16, the monster.
I was the pudgy pig.
Okay, I made this joke earlier with Lane. I want there to be a joke in Power Rangers, like hopefully in the next season, where the Red Ranger's not wearing red. It's like, wait, you're the Red Ranger. Yeah, I'm the Red Ranger. That doesn't mean I'm not going to wear my lucky hoodie.
I mean, Dino Thunder kind of did a thing with that with Tommy. After he became the Black Ranger, he was like, well, I got to do some shopping. Why? Because I looked in my closet this morning, and there's a serious shortage of black in there.
Ha! Funny.
Ha ha ha!
Ha ha ha! So funny. That was terrible. Stop
laughing at me! I hope that they... We were also discussing, it's like, if they do adapt Q-Ranger, will they keep their jackets?
They fucking better, but I don't think it's likely.
I hope they
do what SPD did. All of them. Where they have
give them better jackets?
Yeah, where they have the uniforms, but the colors are swapped.
Sure. I like
the
SPD.
Oh my god, I wonder if they'll do the same thing that they did with Kruger in SPD, where they'll just make Rompo just look a shit ton better than he already is.
You can't improve on perfection, Lane.
They're going to do either that, or they're going to do a Zeta Wing. Or either that, they're going to get a human actor, and they're going to make them all humans, and they're all going to make them all high schoolers, because apparently you can't have a fucking Power Ranger that's over 20!
I mean, there already was Q-Ranger High School.
I mean, we also mentioned Tommy earlier.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Neo Saban, give us Rangers over 20.
I found the best picture of Ronpo.
Like, Dino Charge was the closest where they were in, like, college.
Whatever they do to Ronpo, they cannot possibly make him as entertaining as it really is.
Samurai Rangers were in high school.
Okay, actually, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that's because they were stuck being samurai.
Anyways, it's an insignificant statistic.
Give them characters.
I thought you were going to say give them carrots.
That too! They need to see... Is that a show?
They need to be able to see in space.
Oh, it's too dark.
Carrots don't... Oh my god! Sorry.
Put that in.
Sorry, that was dumb. I'm sorry.
Oh, wasn't?
Everyone on New Year's. Break time. New Year's.
Nap Ronpo.
Nap Ronpo. Nap time.
I love it.
Alright, well, that's extra.
Oh, that's extra?
Yeah.
Where's all the new... Did you guys talk about Chatter Grid?
Well, yes, that picture was extra.
What about Chatter Grid?
Did you guys talk about it?
Oh, we talked about that like weeks ago.
Oh.
I know, right? Doesn't it suck not being on the show?
I love how just stay silent.
We'll see you on the podcast proper.
What was that, please?
2018, and you still say goodnight to people, even though they could be watching this during the fucking day.
If you're watching this during the day, I hope your last night was
good.
Fuck
you.
Whoa.
Well, hey, guess what? I mean, he's like, even then, he's still hoping that they have a good night.
Yeah. He could be wishing them a good night unrelated to when they're watching the podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just have a good night in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good night. If I ain't seen ya, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Thank you, everyone.
Or to quote Bruno, Jerry, go to bed.
Go to bed, Jerry.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.